بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نجاته؟ فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أمسك عليك لسانك وليسعك بيتك وبكي على خطيئتك أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت عقبة بن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم the following question, and this was such a deep question and so appropriate for the times that we are experiencing, where he says, in what lies our salvation? What means can we adopt that thereby we can attain salvation, protection of our iman, as well as protection of our physical belongings and self? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned three things. Firstly, that take control of your tongue. Curb your usage of the tongue. Ensure that the tongue is utilized only to say good, for every word that we utter is being recorded by the angels. Secondly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that ensure that the confines of your home suffice for you. Let your home be spacious and sufficient for you. In other words, do not venture out of the sanctity and protection of your home unnecessarily. Yes, we know there are instances where we have to leave home. Performance of salah in the masjid, going to earn halal sustenance, going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, visiting the ill, etc. Noble purpose for which we leave the home, but unnecessarily, and especially when at this time of day there are so many gatherings of open sin and haram, gatherings which invite the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wisely and so compassionately, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that seek sanctity in the spaciousness and the comfort of your home, protection of iman as well as protection of one's physical self and belongings. And third, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, develop the habit of shedding tears on your sins. Continuously think about, remember your past life and your sins. And when you think of those, let it drive you to shed tears, to cry in the court of Allah Ta'ala. This will be forgiveness, it will bring humility, it will enable a person in the future to stay away from haram and sins. So three means of salvation, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, that control the usage of your tongue, do not venture out of the sanctity of your home unnecessarily, and develop the habit of weeping and shedding tears over